Yo, crew members, what it be? Damn, I fucking peeked the fuck out of that shit. All right, y'all. So, we are going first of the month. So, we're doing some free and new. And it's only going to be me. So, just, I gave him the day off, you know what I mean? Let him be a family man. I'll hold shit down, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I have the new games for November, as well as the PlayStation Plus monthly games, and I actually have a list of the Xbox Game Pass games that have been confirmed. So how about we start it off with the PlayStation games? All right, y'all. So starting November 7th all the way till December 4th, we are going to be able to pick up these three games. You have Mafia 2 Definitive Edition for the PS4. You have Dragon Ball The Breakers, which is the PS4 edition, and then Alien Fireteam Elite for the PS4 and PS5. Let's start with Mafia 2 Definitive Edition. For the first time ever, experience the Mafia 2 crime drama all in one package, remastered and presented in stunning HD detail. Live the life of a gangster during the golden era of organized crime. War hero Vito Scaletta becomes entangled with the mob in hopes of paying off his father's debts in post-World War II Empire Bay, New York, a city sprawling with opportunity and where organized crime thrives on the booming industry of post-war America. Alongside his buddy Joe, Vito works to prove himself climbing the family ladder with crimes of larger reward, status, and consequence. I have played some of the Mafia games before. I'm pretty sure I played Mafia 3. They're definitely fun to jump into. They're a good time. All right, next game is Dragon Ball The Breakers. So in this online asymmetrical action game, a team of 7 ordinary citizens try to survive the Raider, a classic Dragon Ball rival such as Cell, Frieza, or Boo, who will hunt them down and evolve during the game into an unstoppable force. Escaping won't be so easy. Cooperate with others while there is still time, but the Raider and other survivors' decisions might force you to go at it alone. As a Raider, you will enjoy overwhelming powers to hunt and wipe out survivors. Master each Raider's unique abilities to track, catch your victims, to evolve, and become even more powerful. Whether you're a Raider or a survivor, choose your progression path and unlock skills, skins, and the items to fine-tune your own personal strategy to escape as a survivor or triumph as a Raider. This essentially sounds like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but Dragon Ball Z version. And I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. That actually sounds fairly interesting. And the last game that we have for the free games for November for PlayStation is Aliens Fireteam Elite. Discover what hides in the ruins and caves beneath the third-person survival shooter set in the Aliens universe. Play with up to 2 players or AI as you battle through 4 campaigns to explore the mystery of a new planet, LV-895. Build your marine the way you want. Level up in each of 6 unique classes or master of 1. Choose your weapon, everything from magnums to SMGs to rocket launchers, and over 130 unique perks to create the build of your choice. Build your fire team focusing on class composition, consumables, and weapons to take down xenomorphs, beat the challenge card runs, or play various game modes with your friends. Blast through hordes of xenomorphs, evade deadly prowlers and spitters, and set up defensive positions to stay alive long enough to get your fire team to safety. I will tell everybody firsthand, this game is awesome. I played it a bunch with my boys when it was on Game Pass. I might actually still be on Game Pass. But that game is insanely fun. So by the time this comes out, or at least by the time y'all hear this, you'll probably won't be able to get the October games anymore, unfortunately. The October games were the Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West. I personally did download Callisto Protocol because I wanted to see what it was all about. So, yes, again, The games that you are going to be getting starting Tuesday, November 7th until Monday, December 4th are Mafia 2 Definitive Edition, Dragon Ball, The Breakers, and Aliens Fireteam Elite. Now, I'm going to give y'all the console games that are coming soon to Game Pass. Again, sorry to all the PC people out there, but that's not what we talk about here. We are called the Console Gaming Crew. That's kind of what we go by. So, we are first going to start with a game called Thirsty Suitors, and that is coming out November 2nd, which is already out now. And then you have Football Manager 2024 Console Edition, and that's going to be November 6th. November 9th, we have Dungeons 4. And also on November 9th, we have Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. Last game that I have here for November 9th is Wild Hearts. And then for the 13th, we have Spirit Tea. And then on my birthday, we have Coral Island that is going to be coming out on the 14th. I don't know anything about these games, so I will leave it to all of you to tell me if any of them are any damn good. Now we're getting to the exciting portion, where I tell you the very short list, apparently, of what's coming out November of this year. First, we are going to talk about Star Ocean, the second story R. That's going to be coming out for the Switch, PS4, PS5. That's going to be, that already came out November 2nd. The other games that also came out November 2nd are My Time as Sandrock for PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X. The Talos Principle 2 for PS5, Series S and X. Thirsty Suitors, when we talked about for the Game Pass, it's also going to be coming out for the Switch. RoboCop Rogue City is going to be coming out for the PS5, the Switch, and the Series S and X. That's also November 2nd. Okay. Other games that have already come out are Fashion Designer for the Switch, November 3rd, and WarioWare Move It is going to be coming out for the Switch, also November 3rd. You have Football Manager 2024. That's also the one we were talking about on Xbox, or for Game Pass, but it's also going to be coming out for the PS5, Series S and X, the Xbox One, and Switch. And then on November 9th, we have, like we were talking before, Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. But it's also going to be coming out for the PS4, PS5, and the Xbox One. Next up on November 9th, we have Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn DLC. The new DLC is coming out. You will see that on the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and the Series S and X. November 10th, we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That's going to be coming out November 10th. I heard that it isn't the greatest, at least the campaign. So, I mean, that's the only reason I ever play it, if I ever do play it. Hogwarts Legacy is coming out on November 14th for the Switch. Hopefully they enjoy that when they can start messing with that game. And then Super Mario RPG is coming out on November 17th for the Switch. That one I know a lot of people are excited for. Persona 5 Tactica is coming up. It's coming out on the PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox One, and Series S and X on November 17th. And the last game that I have for November is Naruto X Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections. And that's going to be coming out for the Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Series S and X, on November 17th. I figured this was going to be a short one. I told my wife it was going to be 10 minutes, and I'm so glad that I'm right. All right, y'all. So I'm going to let Anthony take us out, and then I'll give you the music, and then you can have the rest of your day. Because, I mean, who wants to listen to me talk for more than 10 minutes? So, Ant, I need you.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both Console Gaming Crew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Anthony. All right, so next week, we'll have a brand new episode. Me and Andy, we're going to kick something nice. Don't know what it is yet, but we'll get it moving. So until next time, y'all, please stay safe. Wash your hands. Mask up if you feel like it's necessary. Do what you got to do to feel good. And you better be gaming, because you know that's what makes me feel good. And as always, y'all, game on.